Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And just that reminder, I'm going to be doing that long form episode the first Sunday of November, where I will pray for your prayer requests. So you can go to marydemuth.com/pray, and you can record it there very conveniently, or you can record on your phone and just send it to mary@marydemuth.com. Hurry up and do that so I can get this compiled for William, and it will be such a big pleasure to pray for you specifically. And I pray it would be an encouragement to you as you listen to those episodes. I'm just trying it as an experiment, and I hope it works out well. We're in Genesis chapter 13 in the Message, and this is what it says. So Abram left Egypt and went back to the Negev, and he and his wife and everything he owned, and Lot still with him. By now, Abram was very rich, loaded with cattle and silver and gold. He moved on from the Negev, camping along the way to Bethel, the place he had first set up his tent between Bethel and Ai, and built his first altar. Abram prayed there to God. Lot, who was traveling with Abram, was also rich in sheep and cattle and tents, but the land couldn't support both of them. They had too many possessions. They couldn't both live there. Quarrels broke out between Abram's shepherds and Lot's shepherds. The Canaanites and Perizzites were also living in the land at the time. Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have fighting between us, between your shepherds and my shepherds. After all, we're family. Look around. Isn't there plenty of land out there? Let's separate. If you go left, I'll go right. If you go right, I'll go left." Lot looked. He saw the whole plain of the Jordan spread out, well watered. This was before God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like God's garden, like Egypt, stretching all the way to Zoar. Lot took the whole plain of the Jordan. Lot set out to the east. That's how they came to part company, uncle and nephew. Abram settled in Canaan. Lot settled in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent near Sodom. The people of Sodom were evil, flagrant sinners against God. After Lot separated from him, God said to Abram, "Open your eyes, look around, look north, south, east, and west. Everything you see, the whole land spread out before you, I will give to you and your children forever. I'll make your descendants like dust. Counting your descendants will be as impossible as counting the dust of the earth. So, on your feet, get moving, walk through the country, its length and breadth. I'm giving it all to you." Abram moved his tent. He went and settled by the oaks of Mamre in Hebron. There he built an altar to God. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I am reminded of how amazing it is that we can have a conversation with you every single day. And thank you for this little holy space of time where I have the privilege of praying for folks all over the world. Maybe there's even someone in Hebron who's listening, and that is amazing to me. Or in Egypt, that would be super great. Shout out to all of you listening in Egypt. But Lord, I'm so thankful that we have this lifeline. And I love the connectedness that Abram had to you, Lord, how he built altars and he talked with you. And Lord, help us to set up those kinds of altars as well. And they won't look like Abram's altars, but these little places of memorials where we begin to see and we make signposts of what you have done. And Lord, a lot of times that just has to do with telling our testimony and testifying to the great things you have done. And Lord, I just thank you right now for rescuing me. I thank you for rescuing my friend listening today. I thank you for taking me from the very cusp of suicide into your household, making me your child. This little fatherless girl desperately needed a father, and you found her very broken and you began to heal her. And I'm so thankful for that, Lord. You're so good. Thank you for continually pursuing your children. Help us to receive from you in beautiful ways today. And Lord, help us not to look at things with just our eyes. Help us to have spiritual eyes like Abram did. And he also was a servant to his nephew Lot. He let Lot choose what he wanted, and Lot chose what he saw with his eyes. And as we know, he chose wrongly. He chose a really wicked area. And so, Lord, help us not to look as man looks, but to look as you look with the heart. We want to examine things and notice things today in the kingdom, not with how they appear on the outside, but with discernment from the inside. And we can only have that from the Holy Spirit within us. So we just thank you so much for giving us that discernment ahead of time, and help us to see with our hearts and with the Spirit within us. We love you. We praise you. We need you. We worship you with everything everything inside of us. I pray this in Jesus' beautiful, powerful, amazing name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I hope today is a day where you feel connected to God and you've given Him all your burdens and He is taking great delight in you. Rest in that today.